Good morning. How's everyone? I was hoping I wouldn't spill this because I have a pot full of dirt. A pot full of dirt. What is dirt good for? Can you all see this? What is this dirt good for? Can it talk?
Plants.
Yeah, but can it talk?
No.
Can it sleep?
No.
Can it be awake?
No.
Can it walk?
No.
So what's dirt good for?
Plants.
Huh? Planting. Hey, very good. See the dirt? Now, sometimes little boys like playing in dirt and they get really dirty, right? But we're not going to do that today, are we? Okay. So, dirt is good for something. It's good for planting. So, therefore, I have a little seed. It's a little cucumber seed. And we're going to plant the seed. I'm going to squish it in there and get my finger all dirty. I'm glad I'm not giving communion today. And then, for that seed to grow, we need something very important, right?
Water.
Who wants to hold my pot for me? Ella, very good. So we're going to take a little bit of water, and I promise not to put too much in because it'll run out the bottom of the little pot. So we put some water in there. Now, Ella, we're going to put it over here real quick before the water comes out because there's a hole on the bottom. That's okay. So what we're going to do is I'm going to water this, not every day, but I'm going to come over to church every once in a while. I will water this, and we'll see if that seed grows one day. And if the seed grows, that means the dirt's doing what it's supposed to do. It's providing nourishment to the seed. So let's apply this to our life. When you and I were created, when Adam and Eve were created, they were created from the... Adam and Eve created from the dirt. Adam and Eve didn't create themselves, right? They were made from dirt. Now, Adam was. Eve was made from Adam's rib. But Adam was created from dirt. There's nothing that Adam could do about that. He was created. And before he was created, there's nothing that Adam could do. Because God is the creator. We hear that in our epistle lesson today. That we know, we perceive that God created the whole universe by the power of his word. God spoke and it was. So God said, let there be earth, and there was earth. There was dirt. Then God said, I will take the earth and I will form a man, and I will breathe into him the breath of life. When did God breathe into you the breath of life? Do you know? Now, you could say this: when you were born, you had the breath of life, but really, you had to be watered just like the seed, because the seed is faith that has been planted, and we have faith that that seed's going to grow, but it has to be watered. Well, all of you have that seed planted in you, and that seed was watered when? How was that seed watered? Go ahead and say it, Ella. You almost said baptism. You did say baptism. Exactly right. There is where you were watered. So you see how the analogy fits, how the example fits? At one time, we were dirt, but then God planted into us a seed, and then God watered us in holy baptism, and he continues to water us by hearing the word, and one day you'll be all old enough to stand here and receive body and blood. That's watering, and that makes your faith stronger and stronger. The plant grows bigger and bigger, and that's what God does. God waters, and God plants, and he continues to water. That's what he does. So the importance of this is, as we heard from our epistle lesson, that God is the creator of all things. He even created the dirt. That's something that man cannot do. I've never seen a man create dirt, but God did, and he did for a wonderful reason. So with that, let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into our life and planting in us the seed of faith. And we thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you brought us to the waters of holy baptism, and there, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, you sprinkled us. You poured your water on us. And therefore, O Lord, that seed of faith is now growing. Lord, we pray that you will continue to lead us here by the power of the Spirit, so that you may continue to water us, to nourish us, to feed us, so that we may continue to grow in faith unto life and salvation. Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you do for us. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will come for us very soon. And in your holy name we pray. And all the children said,